SEPTA has drawn a line in the sand regarding an earlier timeline for cuts to service as the transit agency continues to await word of possible funding help from the state. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said if new funding isn't approved by August 14th, they'll start the process to implement major service cuts on August 24th.
The 10 days between the deadline and the start of the new schedules is the bare minimum that we need to complete the multitude of tasks required to ensure that we can safely and efficiently transition service to the new timetables.
Sauer said reprogramming the system, including everything from the signs on the front of buses to train switches, can't be done overnight. And once they start, they can't stop the process easily.
We want to preserve service as much as possible. The issue now becomes timing. The timing of a resolution and then the amount of whatever the funding is determined to be will determine how much or how quickly we can put the service back.
Sauer added all the public can do at this point is call their state elected officials who have the power to give the transit agency money. As part of the cuts, 32 bus routes will be eliminated. There will be significant reductions on rail service, and SEPTA fares will go up on September 1st. A second round of cuts could come if there's no funding by the first of the year. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Philadelphia has created a number of new historic districts over the past year, and property owners in three of them are suing to undo the designation. Some residents in the new Washington Square West district say it's too expensive to install historically accurate elements like doors and windows when the old ones need replacing. Critics also argue that districts often end up protecting buildings that aren't architecturally significant. Supporters, meanwhile, say the districts are needed to preserve Philadelphia's historically significant buildings, and they say the Historical Commission can help homeowners find ways to maintain their houses affordably. Checking sports, Phillies Orioles underway as we speak in South Philadelphia. This is WHYY.